to close our show about navigating uncertainty, we want to share the advice of a human rights advocate. Yifat Suskind is the founder of the nonprofit Madre, which, yes, translates to mother. Madre supports local women's rights organizations around the world. And Yifat believes that thinking like a mother can be a great guiding principle for anyone living through uncertain times. Here she is on the TED stage in 2019.
One morning, 18 years ago, I stepped out of a New York City subway on a beautiful day in September. The sun was warm and bright. The sky was a clear, perfect blue. I had my six-month-old son in one of those front-facing baby carriers, you know, so he could see everything. And when I turned right on Sixth Avenue, what he saw was the World Trade Center on fire. As soon as I realized that this was an attack, the first thing I did without even really thinking about it was to take my baby and turn him around in that carrier. I didn't want him to see what was going on. And I just remember feeling so grateful that he was still young enough that I didn't have to tell him that someone had done this on purpose. 9/11 was like crossing a hostile border into uncharted territory. The world was suddenly in this terrifying new place, and I was in this place as a new mother. Well, my son turned 18 this year, and in that time, we have all crossed into this hostile, uncharted territory of climate breakdown, of endless wars, of economic meltdowns, of deep political divisions. But there is a way to face these big crises in the world without feeling overwhelmed and despairing. It's simple and it's powerful. It's to think like a mother. Now, to be clear, you don't have to be a woman or a parent to do this. Thinking like a mother is a lens that's available to everybody. The poet Alexis DeVoe writes, "Motherhood is not simply the organic process of giving birth. It's an understanding of the needs of the world." A few years ago, East Africa was gripped by a famine, and women I know from Somalia walked for days carrying their hungry children in search of food and water. 250,000 people died, and half of them were babies and toddlers. A group of women farmers in Sudan heard about what was happening, and they pooled together the extra money that they had from their harvest and asked me to send it to those Somali mothers. Now, these farmers could have decided that they didn't have the power to act. They were barely getting by themselves, some of them. They lived without electricity, without furniture. But they overrode that. They did what mothers do. They saw themselves as the solution, and they took action. You do it all the time if you have kids. You make major decisions about their healthcare, their education, their emotional well-being, even if you're not a doctor or a teacher or a therapist. You recognize what your child needs and you step up to provide it the best you can. Thinking like a mother means seeing the whole world through the eyes of those who are responsible for its most vulnerable people. And we're not used to thinking of subsistence farmers as philanthropists, but those women were practicing the root meaning of philanthropy, love for humanity. We recognize hate in the public sphere, right? Hate speech, hate crimes, but not love. What is love in the public sphere? Well, Cornel West, who is not a mother but thinks like one, says it best. Justice is what love looks like in public. And when we position love as a kind of leading edge in policymaking, we get new answers to fundamental social questions, like, what's the economy for? What is our commitment to those in the path of the hurricane? How do we greet those arriving to our borders? Because you know that migration, just like mothering, is an act of hope. Think like a mother. Thinking like a mother is a tool we can all use to build the world we want. Thank you.
That was Yifat Suskind. She's the executive director of the human rights organization Madre. Thank you so much for listening to our episode on living with uncertainty. It was produced by Rachel Faulkner-White, James Delahousie, Hersha Nahada, and Matthew Cloutier. It was edited by Sanaz Meshkinpour, Katie Monteleone, and me. Our production staff at NPR also includes Fiona Guerin. Our executive producer is Irene Noguchi. Our audio engineers were Neil Tivolt, Becky Brown, and Jimmy Keeley. Our theme music was written by Ramtin Arablouei. Our partners at TED are Chris Anderson, Roxanne Highlash, Alejandra Salazar, and Daniela Balarezzo. I'm Manoush Zomorodi, and you've been listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR.